4 POT Mobile. How you doing?
Finally on the road for work.
Same here. Struggling to get going today. And today is one of them days I just want to stay back in bed. But, oh well. I'll get over that eventually, I guess. How'd it go Friday? Did you get anything?
Yes, I didn't get anything, but I did see one. I saw a nice little spike come out on me. And now that I'm in the habit of not loading until I get sat down, when I put the crosshairs on him, I heard the loudest click I'd ever heard in my life. And it was too late to go back and try to rechamber one.
Man, at least you got some dry fire practice in.
It was, oh God, it was so beautiful, like, facing at me, but turned just a little bit broadside, so, I mean, I had it right at his front leg, too. I mean, I just see him going down from it, but it was just clack, and he's looking dead at me. I'm like, golly.
Man, that's a bummer right there. That stinks. How about your buddy? Did he get anything?
Nothing in the name of squirrels, which is a bit surprised. I didn't feel like I heard a lot of people shooting, so I don't know if the deer just weren't moving good. Like, that buck didn't come out on me till about 2 or 3 hours before the sun went down, so it wasn't quite dark, but I just don't know how much they were moving Friday.
They might have just been, they knew you guys were out there, so they said, nah, we'll just hang out at the house today.
Maybe. So that was your weekend, the antenna. Did it work?
I got to run it. I went up to Mike's house to help him with some wood and stuff, and in the middle of that, the brakes went out on my truck up there. I mean, I lost all brakes altogether, about went in a ditch. So I fooled around with that for a little bit, and then by the time we got done doing wood and moving the truck around, it was time just to head on to the birthday party, so we never did get to mess with it.
I ain't hear about your truck.
Yeah, I'm just going to make some new brake lines and go on about it, you know. It's just one of them things, so... It was something that I knew I was going to have to do eventually. I didn't know I was going to have to do it this soon, but yeah, that scared me. That was one of them times where I was gripping onto that seat pretty hard.
But I had a truck I'd bought for my father-in-law years back, and man, no matter what I did, the back brakes on it would work, but they would lock the tires up every time you even just barely got on the brakes.
Brakes are one of those things you don't skimp on. You make it right. Make sure that they're working good. Everything else can be falling apart, but you gotta have some good brakes.
And stop, you're in trouble. Especially if a deer runs out in front of you.
For a manual tuner for the radio we got ordered, a little QRP manual tuner. I'm excited to try it out. It looks pretty neat. So I got that coming in.
I mean, CW, or are you going to do single sideband on it?
Sideband and digital.
Man, it's amazing what kind of little QRP rigs you can purchase nowadays.
Cool stuff out there.
I don't know who made it, but man, it's a little circuit board, basically, and you just hook up a key to a straight key or something, any kind of key, and you can work Morse code with it. I thought that was just cool. It's great. I mean, it was just great.
A bunch of them little CW machines like that, they're as compact as they get, but they're definitely cool. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here and try to wake up a little bit more and get this day going. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and things go smoothly for you there. So have a good one, and hopefully we'll catch you in. Actually, I probably won't be on in the morning. I got to drive a different car, and my my HT doesn't work too well in the car, so I probably won't be on in the morning, but I'll hopefully be able to catch you Wednesday then. So anyway, 73C, have a good one. KK4POT.
1-2, hopefully you have a good day at work. 73's to you. And yeah, I'll be around on Wednesday probably. I'll be on the road again. So have a good one. KO4CF, I'll be clear.
4NXC.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
How'd your weekend go? Oh, how did your hunt trip go?
Sorry again. So, it went okay. I saw a nice spike. He came out on me, and apparently when I sat down, I never did load my rifle. So when I got the crosshairs lined up, I got to hear the loudest click I'd ever heard, and it was just too late then.
Wow, that's bad. That's bad business.
He heard it or what, but then he's just staring at me. So whenever I finally tried to chamber a round, he blew at me, and he just strutted off. Didn't even run, nothing. He just kind of like, just kind of strutted, and I'm like, crap.
That incident, I'm sure you enjoyed sitting out.
Nice. Got to go to Midway for lunch. If you've never been in the Union to go to get Midway, I highly recommend their hash. But yeah, it was good. So how was your weekend?
Got some wood splitting and cutting done, and that's what needed to happen. So I had a good weekend.
Do a lot of bonfires, and use wood for like an oil heater or something like that.
Of course, we had some fires up there too, but I heat with a wood stove, so I have to have everything I need, which I think I've got what I need in the woodshed, but I have got 5 or 6 trees down that I had to cut the trunks up and stack them, and I've got the cutting up the treetops and setting some of that aside for firewood. And then we split a little bit Saturday until Tim's brakes give out on him.
How about that? That's pretty unfortunate.
He wasn't fully loaded with firewood and have a trailer on there loaded with firewood. He has pulled out of there before like that. Man, I can't even imagine what kind of disaster that'd be.
Like he said, whenever he was on, that's the one thing you need on a vehicle. You can't do without it.
You heard about the, you heard Jerry Clower, you know who he is?
Not sure. I don't know if I know that name.
He's a pretty famous comedian that used to tour around the South, and he said this back when I was, younger, but he told the story of a family in a truck that they had a building downtown that was on fire, and drove right into the middle of this fire, just right into the fire, and they all got out. Mama had her apron, she was flapping out fire, and they were took their coats off and was flapping out fire. Well, anyway, they got the fire put out, and the mayor had called them up and said, hey, he said, we're going to give you some money for coming in and helping us put that fire out. What are you going to do with that money? And he said, well, the first thing I'm going to do is get the brakes on that truck fixed.
Funny right there. I can see that. I told Tim I used to have a Chevy truck I bought from my father-in-law, and it had brakes, but the back brakes, no matter what I did, were so, man, it's so tight. Like, if you barely got on it, it would just lock the back brakes up. And, man, it was a couple times where I'd see a deer, and you start wanting to get on the brakes, and you'd start fishtailing going down the road.
Rob and Tim was having. Yeah, that's, they must have been too tight. I mean, was it, what year truck was it?
now. It was either late 70s, early 80s, like a, what was the name of it? I forgot. It was a Chevy, one of the older Chevy body styles. Man, I replaced a little cylinder on the back brakes. No matter what I did, would not fix it. So I finally had to get rid of it.
Brakes were working like they're supposed to.
Touch it. I mean, you know, you didn't have to get in the floor on it, and it would just lock up. You had to baby it to a stop most of the time, and whenever you actually needed to, you know, put some pressure on them, that's when the back would lock up.
There's some tires in a hurry on that too, but that would be dangerous.
A couple times, I think me and my wife were riding in it one day, because she grew up driving in the truck, and man, I hit the brakes coming up to a stop sign, and the ground was wet, and it just had to fishtail it, come out, fishtail it, and it was just, I'm like, I can't keep doing that.
Go hunting with my son-in-law this coming Saturday.
Moving this Saturday, I'm going to try to get back in the woods. I don't know if I'm going to go first thing in the morning, though. I might actually try to get a day of sleeping in a little bit.
Hi, it's KN4NAP.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
More CEF.
Good morning, Ken.
He says y'all are getting on, but I am pulling up. So, y'all have a good day. Hope your day goes well. 7-3 to you. And I'll probably be back on tomorrow morning. KO4CF, I'll be clear.
7-3.
7-3, have a good one.
What up, two?
Trying to guide and trying to get done.
Happening over here, just pulling out of the subdivision.
Good day for the morning ride.
Drink from Subway left over in my truck. Still tastes pretty good though.
Hot.
Over half a bottle of Coca-Cola has been in here for 2 days.
We'll go back.
Keeps rust off a bumper? I would say not. Didn't work good.
I was out of there by I was out of there by 11, and so it wasn't bad. I had to make a Home Depot run to go pick up some more trash bags, but I knew I had to do that on the way in. High pressure washed down the whole inside of the plant, so they had to cover up all the gauges and everything.
Very busy weekend for people.
Getting work on Sunday.
The death on Saturday.
It was a lot. I mean, it was, the contractor worked a pretty good bit because he had some steel to hang and some flooring to put down and get the new equipment up there where it goes. But, you know, the regular maintenance was just doing regular maintenance on stuff that you just couldn't hardly get to unless the line was down for a while.
Work on Sunday while the lines are down.
Don't hardly ever work on Sunday. Can't remember the last time they worked on a Sunday.
The Texel plant, I worked in the shop and we worked 7 days a week.
Used to when the plant shut down, but no, they don't work on Sunday here.
You'd start getting on 20 meters in that late in the afternoon. I never did try to reach and get him, but there's a station out of Osaka, Japan coming in.
Hey, I didn't even fire up the radio this weekend. Well, let's see, so Saturday I worked till in the morning, then we went over to drop some food off for Susan's dad's birthday, and then we did a little grocery shopping, and then yesterday, friend came over, and we had breakfast with her, and then we waited on the grandkids, but then they decided they weren't ever going to show up, so then we went up to Hendersonville to a little apple farm.
When Mike, you get out the hole yet?
I'm going to take that as a negative.
No, I did not hear the question.
question. I'm on my HT this morning.
Did you get out of the hole? But I guess you didn't.
I'll be a little bit better right now. Good this weekend. Got some stuff done I needed to get done. It was productive.
Just day to be outside for sure.
Morning was really nice. Went down and ate at the Pumpkin Town Diner and got me a good breakfast, and then went back to the house, fired up my tractor and my chainsaw, and had a blast.
Tell me about a good little breakfast restaurant in Flat Rock, and that we came by it yesterday, and it's called Honey and Salt. But I see it's only open for breakfast. It's only open like Thursday through Sunday from like 7 to 12.
Was it on the main drag in Flat Rock?
Yep, roger that.
I guess there's only one road that runs through Flat Rock. But yeah, we'll have to try that out. I'll mention that to my wife.
Yeah, good. I saw on the the reviews or where it says the times that they're busy, and that Sunday's probably definitely not the day you want to go, because Sundays is up to a 3-hour wait.
I don't know if I want to wait 3 hours to eat breakfast.
You and me both on that, but it's open from like, let's say on Thursday, Friday, it's like 7 to 12, and then on Saturday and Sunday, it's 7 to 2.
In the parking lot with your portable radio set up and wait for your turn.
Next to a couple of other little shops, and they recommend you go over there and shop over there until they're ready for you. But I figure if you were early enough, you should be good.
Boy, but there was a gun show in Easley this past weekend.
Spartanburg this coming weekend. Well, the one at the Palmetto, TD Convention Center, it got canceled out. But there's supposed to be one up in Spartanburg at the fairgrounds this weekend.
The Easley, my understanding, Palmetto Armory put it on.
Any rifles or anything to show? Every time I go in there, they don't have nothing.
And they store it all.
I take that back. All they have is the high-dollar ones and the cannons.
My Rough Rider that the boys got me is a good flanker, so I'm content with it.
And flank some somewheres.
Doing a plank at my place.
Good to see you guys. I think Mama said she was off on this Saturday.
Thank you over here. Get together and go try out this new indoor range over here.
It looked like about a 6-point showed up on my trail cam last couple of days.
We'll be planking Saturday over at your trail cam.
Well, up every day though. He just once in a while he shows up.
The other day that the bucks are tearing the woods up over across the road from the house.
Yeah, that time I went back there, I mean, there's a lot of deer sign back there. Pretty.
Affirmative. Did it last year, but he didn't bring me no meat.
Dear Miss Carol, any?
See deer.
Got smarty. Jody got last year, she ran straight toward him and never slowed down. If I could get done in time, I might try and go get my license and go see if I could get me one this year.
Be in there after daylight and still get one. KN4 TFW.
Trying to get one with your crossbow, right? Tell me you finally killed your deer with it.
Ohio. I think I sent you guys pictures.
Picture of Bo, that oldest boy of mine's got it. If I get it back, I gotta go get a string for it. Mike, go ahead, because I'm going to be busy for a minute or two.
Good night, and I'm going to have to get out of here anyway. 7-3 to both you guys. Have a great day, a safe day, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow, well, Wednesday morning. Take care. AK4NXZ clear.
I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and I'll be listening for you Wednesday, I hope. You know how Wednesdays are for me. So 7-3 is my friend, KN4NAP.
7-3, Mike. Have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
One more big subdivision to do, and then I might get to start seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
Not too bad. It ain't getting daylight now until about 7:30.
Well, I like it. I start in the dark and I want to finish in the dark. Them stars are shining out tonight.
If I see any clouds anywhere.
I was running right and looked up, and I swear there was something in the sky that had three different colored lights on it, and it wasn't moving. At first, I thought it was a plane coming in for a landing, and I said, that's too high for landing lights.
A couple of planets that have been pretty close.
It looked like no planet. Trying to find out when the kids are going to hunt, and then when they're not hunting, I'll let you know and let you come over and see if you can get you one.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you just have to let me know.
The youngest one and the one in the middle, of course, he's a twin with the oldest one. He's 2 minutes younger than the oldest one, but those two are having a race to see who can get Big Boy first.
Go over there, just leave that one alone.
Well, I'm concerned he's open game to whoever which one gets him first. If you didn't get on the radio this weekend.
Doing other stuff. didn't really even think about it. Me and Mama were being pretty busy.
Couple QSO parties going on, but there's so many crowding in and on top of each other. I don't see how anybody hurt anybody. I wasn't able to get but about 10.
I need to practice my skills.
And the notch and the bandwidth and everything else that I could think of, plus filters, and there's a lot of them. I just cut QRM out.
Look where it looked like they said 20 and 40 was real staticky.
Was, but you could still make some contact if you could work your way through the QRM. That station in Japan the other day, and my mouth started drooling, but I wasn't about to try and break in on their conversation because him and another station was having a conversation. And I didn't
want to
be rude.
Yeah, I am. If they're carrying on a conversation, I just let them be. I figured I'll eventually have time to catch one of those from that country, KN4TFW.
NAP for ID. I've got daughter-in-law that's been over to China and been over to Hong Kong with her job with Ryobi. Several times, and she was talking the other day, we were talking about food, and she said, well, she said, I ate a few things that had eyes still attached to it, and she said, I don't think I want to know what it was.
For sure, you'd be coming back home starving to death because you're scared to eat anything on the menu.
Food over there was terrible.
Well, what you get used to, right?
I figure, but she is a little bit on the picky side.
When
coming up. So I'll say 73. Have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you in the morning.
Hi, this morning. Any heavy traffic?